This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
On today's podcast, there are some hot criminals running around.
Can you say that? Is that Justin allowed?
Well, look, one of them, I probably would if he had a shower. But the dad, I'm not into daddies, so probably wouldn't.
So long story short, James is on a manhunt. Well, along with Victoria.
Always. Changed. Always.
This is the Triple Threat Podcast. Someone who else are on the rise and
sexually
hopefully
charged?
Full? No. Okay, so these these two guys, I don't know if you've seen the news recently, but there's a man and his son who are on the run.
Oh, yes, the Italians.
The fugitives.
Well, I guess their last name is Stocco.
See.
So.
And they've been, they went South Australia, now they might be in the New South Wales.
Yeah, last
border.
Time they were seen, they were in Gundagai.
Yeah. They're going to go to Batemans Bay, your hometown, soon.
Well, if they do, there'll be people on the lookout. But they keep going back and forth too. So they're trying to lose people.
Well,
and they're taking bush tracks.
It's probably a bit tricky because they need petrol. And if they stumble across the wrong petrol station, well, in our case, the right petrol
station. I don't know how they haven't found them yet. Because when I opened my phone this morning, I must have just pressed a button accidentally and it had directions to Joy from my house. So my phone knows where I'm going at all times. The police must have the technology to find these guys.
It's crazy. Anyway, there's a few, they always show the same photos of them.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest, I'm actually not really aware of what they've done. Like, I know that they shot at police at some point.
Yeah, they've got a history of...
They're like, dangerous.
Yeah, they didn't they like wreck someone's farm? Look, okay.
They run a fence into someone, run into a fence or something, opened a gate and let the cows out.
Did a lock a gate?
No, they like did something to a farm. I don't know.
They went, beware of the bull.
When I read it, it sounded bad.
Okay. They robbed the chicken coop.
Yeah, like they didn't feed the chooks, like right. Something like that.
Anyway. Well,
maybe
Prue
can tell us in the news.
The New South Wales police have lodged arrest warrants related to 13 different incidents. So yes. That's quite and involving a shootout. So
yeah, well, where's the one about the farm? They definitely did something to a farm.
I don't know where the farm one is. Oh, here we go. They raided something under a full moon.
No, it was...
No, that's the werewolf article that's next to it, James. You're reading the wrong one.
It's something about a farm, I'm telling you. There was a guy on a farm and they did something.
All right. Well, I'm kind of... In my mind, I've got images of what they would be doing because the son, like, he's not bad looking.
Like, controversial.
Are they looking at the latest places to buy skinny jeans? Because I reckon he'd be there.
Do you know what? Okay, so are you saying the rugged photo or the clean-shaven one?
No, the rugged one.
Okay, because I saw that and thought, oh, it's not bad. And then I thought, is that wrong?
No, add another two charges to the list because he's stolen your hearts.
It's a bit of a grey area. Like, are you allowed to just look at a criminal and still think he's attractive?
Well, there was that guy in America who his mugshot went viral for
the
being
really
attractive. And he got a modelling contract out of his mugshot.
Yeah, that's interesting.
So if you're really good looking and you're struggling for a job, maybe steal something.
Maybe not. And we're talking hot crims.
Can I just quickly clarify something, please?
Yes, please.
Okay, so you guys were mocking me because I said that these father and son on the run had done something to farms, and you guys were like, what, stolen, forgotten to close the gate? Because she's so funny. The men have allegedly set fire to sheds, stolen farm equipment, punctured hundreds of tyres and left farmers with property owners with damage bills running in the tens of thousands. And so, probably injured some animals while they're at it.
And we're trying to flame the fires of James, who is actually pretty aroused by the sun.
I just think I don't mind looking at the photo of him.
Yeah, and I'm not really like I'm not someone that particularly goes after older people.
He's not that.
But the dad isn't terrible either.
No, like give him a shower and a good, you know.
Yeah, like they probably need to be washed.
Yeah. I guess you don't really have that much time when you're on the run.
When you're on the run.
Just like, love it that they're on the way all around these different towns. Maybe they've got like a joint RSVP profile or something where they're just going father and son. Oh, yeah, drop in there. They're pretty cute.
Where are they going to the toilet?
I guess just at the tree.
Oh.
They're going through the bush, Christina. It's not like they're looking for, oh, no, they've run out of toilet paper. Let's go to the next one.
Well, how are they charging their phones?
Well, they wouldn't have them, I guess.
There are so many questions now.
With a cigarette lighter. They probably just plug it into the car.
My new car doesn't have that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so they've taken
Christina
it away.
Christina can turn anything into that she's got a new car, James.
No, it's just something I realised. It doesn't have that. They've taken them away out of the new cars. Anyway.
How do you charge a phone in the car then?
It's got the phone thing, but it's not a cigarette thing.
There's a USB.
Yes. Yeah, it's all about the aux and the USBs now.
Oh, right.
You don't need that smoking thing. No. What else? Like, so many questions. Like, where are they doing normal things? I guess they're not.
They're on the run.
They're on the run. It's not very cool. How are they going to work every day?
My God, the commute must be tough.
Are they topping up their Mikeys? It's like so many questions.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.